State Senator Nakia Harris is co-sponsoring legislation calling for the Minority Impact Statement. The Milwaukee Democrat says she's tired of Wisconsin being number one in the percentage of working-age African-American men behind bars.
One out of every eight black males is currently incarcerated. One in eight. We should be ashamed.
The bill would require the racial impact statement for every state legislation that would create a new crime, modify an existing crime, or change the penalty for a crime. UW-Milwaukee Social Welfare Dean Stan Starkovich consulted on the bill. He says a committee could study racial differences for current crimes.
Arrest is the biggest point. If there's any change, any disparate kind of treatment, or even discriminatory, and those are not the same terms, what you're finding is that it occurs largely at the point of arrest.
Starkovich says other key decision points are criminal charging, prosecution, conviction, and sentencing. Reverend Willie Briscoe heads Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. He urges supporters of the impact statement bill to stay strong.
When you're attacked for upsetting the apple cart or the status quo, let it be known that you're right where God wants you to be.
A spokesperson for Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says Fitzgerald hasn't seen the bill. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn plan a news conference today on preventing crime in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.